Good morning. Good morning. Let everything that has breath come on and let's praise the name of the Lord God, our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, we ask that you take this time. Join us. Put your hands together. Go ahead and tell God thank you for what He's done. Go ahead and tell you thank you for what He's doing. Go ahead and tell Him thank you for what He's about to do. Hallelujah. Lord God, we worship you. Come on. Say, oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good. Yes, He is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good. Yes, He is.
Let's say that one more time. Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks
unto the Lord.
For He is good. Yes, He is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks
unto the Lord, for He is good. Let's take it out. For He is worthy,
worthy.
For He is good.
Yes, He is good.
For He is worthy,
worthy. For He is good. Yes, He is good.
Say, oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks.
Come on.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks.
Unto
the Lord. For He is good.
Yes. Let's take it out. For He
is worthy. Worthy. For He is good. Yes, He is good.
For He is worthy.
Worthy. For He is good. Yes, He is good.
Say, oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks.
Unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for being good to us, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being good to us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
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 We love you forever.
Hallelujah.
You love us forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your love this morning, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your goodness, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Matchless is your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
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 Anybody chasing after him this morning?
Lord.
Just to be in his presence.
Yes,
where there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we honor you in this place and in our lives, God. Our hearts draw to you, Lord God. Our spirits draw to you, Lord God. Every part of us, Lord God. We'll worship and adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise team. Let's just go ahead and cry out before him. We'll be the examples of what praise and worship is. Hallelujah. Lord, there's nobody like you, God, in all the earth. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore you, God. Angels bow before you, God. Your people, we cry out before you this morning, God. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We love you, yeah. Come on, everybody, cry out all over the building. God, we will worship you, yes, we will. Hallelujah. With a grateful heart, we honor you, Lord. Oh, worship you forever, oh God, we worship you forever. I love you forever, I love you forever, I love you forever, Lord, I love you forever. I love you forever, I love you forever, Lord. Can you help me say that?
I love you forever,
yes.
I love you forever,
I love
you forever, Lord.
Make it personal.
I love you forever.
With my whole heart.
I love you.
I love you
forever.
I love you
forever, Lord.
One more time, say, I love you, Lord.
I love you forever. I love you forever.
I
love you forever, Lord.
Nobody can love you like you. Say, I love you.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever.
Forever,
Lord.
God, we adore you, yeah.
Adore you.
said, we love you.
We love you forever.
Your
first love. We love you forever.
Matchless
we
tender
love
joy.
You forever.
Matchless tender joy. Peace,
we
oh
love you forever.
I love you, Lord.
We love you forever. We love you forever.
I just make it personal this time and say, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Think about what you're saying.
Oh, I love you forever.
I've always loved you, Lord.
I love you forever.
I've always loved you, Lord. Savior, you're our friend.
Hallelujah.
You're everything we need, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that we can trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you've been so good to us, God.
Hallelujah.
You've been so kind to
Hallelujah.
Us, God. So faithful, even
Hallelujah.
When we are not, God.
Hallelujah.
You are an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
You are an awesome God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being an awesome God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you've been so good. Yes, you have. Oh, you've been so good. Yes, you have. You've been so good. Yes, you have. You've been so good. Yes, you have. You've made a way. God, yes, you have. Oh, you're a healer. God, yes, you are. You're a healer. You are God. You are peace that surpasses. Oh, hallelujah. You are peace that surpasses. Hallelujah, God. You're the great I am. Yes, you are God. You're the righteous one that we can run to and be faithful. You are that God. Hallelujah. Oh, you've been so good to us, God. You've been so good. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful, God. Oh, God, we're grateful. Oh, you've been so good to us. You're so good, real good, still good. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You've been so good.
Lord,
you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I truly owe you my life. I can't praise you enough. Even if I try, come, you've been, yes, you have. So good. Oh, God, you've been. Oh, God, I thank you. So good. Oh, been so good to me.
To me.
Can you agree with me? Say, Lord.
Lord, you are good.
Oh, God.
You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you.
Truly owe you, God.
I owe you my life. I can't praise you enough.
Even if I try.
But if I try, cause you've been
so good.
So good.
God, we do honor you in this place. Because you are so good. You've been so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father God, we honor you because you will continue to be good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we taste your goodness, glory to God. And we know that we are blessed because we trust in you. Glory to God. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we honor you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you are doing in our spirits, in our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for what you've allowed us to experience in worship as we minister to you. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, that you love us so much until as we minister to you through worship, through song, hallelujah, we receive ministry from you as well. Father God, we thank you for your liberating word. For your word is truth. Again, it's truth that liberates us. Father God, we thank you for this segment of the worship experience where your word is taught, where your word is preached to us. Glory to God. And we thank you that that you do have mercy upon us as we stand to share your word with your people, even some lost individual somewhere. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we thank you now that you do go before the word, that you do quicken us in our innermost beings so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the word is sharing with us. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we do thank you that as we do stand, that you do to share the word, that you do stand up in our body, that you do think with our mind, that you do speak with our mouth, that you do flow through me, glory to God, your vessel, to say and do everything that Abba, our Father and Jesus, our Lord and King, desires for us to say and do in this place today. Father God, we thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place. We thank you that your word has free course. We thank you that we're blessed, that is, we're empowered to prosper your way as we receive your word on good ground today. Father God, we honor you, we bless you, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray, and all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Well, come on, let's bless God in this place today. Amen. Just like the worship team has declared to us, he is good. Amen. The scripture declares that his mercy endures forever. That's great. That's a great thing. Somebody say amen. And his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Well, good morning, Friendship. Ushers, you may be seated. Amen. Good morning, Friendship. I say good morning, Friendship.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of our friends who are in social media land. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And good morning to all of the Friendshipians who's at home streaming, viewing us by Facebook and by other social media platforms. Amen. And we say good morning to everyone who is listening to us by way of teleconferencing this morning. Amen. Don't know how many are listening that way, but we bless God for all the innovation that the Lord has blessed us with through mankind in order for us to even receive a word or the word during this pandemic experience. Somebody say amen. It's only temporary. I know it feels like it's longer than that, amen. But it's only temporary, amen. If it lasts until Jesus comes back, it's still temporary. Somebody say amen. So we bless God that he's blessed us with a mindset to understand that things are temporal or temporary. And so we don't get all willy-nilly about things that happen. The Bible says, or Jesus said, in this life we will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Somebody said, good cheer. And Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And we overcome this world even by what? Our faith, the word declares. Somebody say amen. Let me shout out to Minister Eric Scott, who's not here today. Hopefully he'll be here next Sunday. Amen. He's not here today. He stood in for me on last week while I was vacationing. Amen. I was hanging out with some of my best friends. Somebody say amen. Started with that lovely wife of mine, amen. We had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of good food. We did a lot of laughing. Somebody say laughing. Well, the Bible said laugh do the heart good, like medicine, amen. So I had a strong dose of medication last week. Somebody say amen. So we bless God for being able to vacate. Somebody say amen. And even more than that, we bless God for people that he's blessed us with. I call you resources that he's blessed us with to carry on the good work of the gospel. Somebody say amen. While we're out, we're not a man on an island, amen. It takes all of us, somebody say all of us, to accomplish what God desires us to do in this portion of his vineyard. Somebody say amen. Today, I want to start a new series of teachings that probably will last about 3 weeks, maybe four. It's according to how the Holy Spirit will carry us. Somebody say amen. And these series of messages is for the saint and the sinner. Somebody say amen. For the saved and the unsaved, amen. If you have ears to hear, these teachings should benefit you in some way, amen. You know, most of our teachings are provocative. Somebody say provocative. Not to provoke you to anger, but to provoke us to think, consider, reconsider, and make changes in the area of our lives where God desires us to make change after we've heard his word, amen. The word is like a mirror, amen. As it go forth, we see ourselves. Somebody say, see ourselves. Michael Jackson said he started with the man in the mirror, amen. He asked God to change his ways, but we can actually do some changing on our own. Somebody say amen. All you have to do is know the problem, hear the solution, and then apply the solution to your life. Somebody say amen. So I want to start a new series of teachings today entitled Understanding. Somebody say Understanding the Human Mind. Understanding the human mind, or grasping the intent of why God created a mind in man. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now the Bible talks a lot about the mind. Say a lot about the mind. So because the Bible talks about the mind, guess what? I can too. Somebody say amen. Now I'm not going to act like I'm some type of psychologist or a psychiatrist today, amen. Because I hadn't been to school for none of that. Somebody say amen. But I have spent time with the creator of the mind, amen. And his name is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, amen. And the three who are one has revealed to me some of the things that we need to know about the mind. Pastor, you talk about the mind all the time. The mind is so important, church folk, amen. The mind is so important. As a matter of fact, it's a terrible thing to waste the mind that God has given us. Amen. I talk about the mind a lot because God has given me ministry to talk about the mind. Amen. And if we're ever going to be all that we can be, or God has designed us to be, or if we're going to ever reach our destiny, we got to tap into our thinking. Amen. Somebody say amen. The Bible says a man thinketh. That's continual thinking. Somebody say continual thinking. As a man or woman thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody say amen. So we are the sum total of our thoughts. Somebody say amen. And we think right here in the mind. Amen. I throw this out parenthetically. If you ever want to change your ways, you need to get in touch with what you're thinking. Amen. And change your thinking. Amen. I've changed a lot over the last 63 years. Amen. Some change came without me having anything to do with it. Amen. Gray hair. It's a gray hair. Getting older. Somebody said, amen. I see somebody out there rubbing their head. No hair. Somebody said, no hair. All that came without me having anything to do with it. Amen. But then there's a lot of change that has transpired in my life by way of me learning solution and applying solutions. Somebody say amen. So if you ever want to change, you got to work on the mind. The mindset, if you will, amen. If your mind, this is Revelation, if your mind always sit in the same place, you will always do the same thing that you have always done, amen. That can be bad or good, amen. Somebody say, if you always do what you've always done, you always get what you've always got, amen. I say, if you always think if you what you've always thought, you'll always get what you've always thought or been thinking. Somebody say, amen. So I want to start a series today of teaching on understanding the human mind, amen, or grasping the intent of why God made the mind, amen. Again, the message is for the saved and for the unsaved, because we're talking about the minds that rest within humans. Somebody say amen. I want to start today by defining the term mind. The term mind is defined as the part of the human being. We make reference to the human being because animals have minds too, amen. Have you ever talked to your dog and he did this? He's trying to figure out what you're talking about, amen. Or have you ever talked to your dog and he go right away and do what you asked him to do? He go right away because he understand what you said, amen. But if he ever do this, you got to give some further explanation, amen, before he move forward. Somebody say amen. So animals have minds, glory to God as well, but our focus is on the human mind. Say the human mind. So the mind is defined as the part of the human being that reasons. Say reasons. Say reasons. Reason has to do with coming to conclusions. Amen. A lot of us like to make or come to conclusion without facts. Amen. God created the mind to gather facts and then logically think through what the mind has gathered. Amen. And then reason or make a conclusion from the facts gathered. Amen. You ever seen anybody who conclude out of assumption? I heard somewhere the assumption is the lowest form of knowledge, amen. When you, glory to God, conclude out of assumption, in most cases, you've made an error. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So the human mind, the mind that's a part of the human being is defined as reason. Somebody say reasons. And then thinking, or it thinks. Somebody say it thinks. If you ever try to set off your thoughts, you need to understand that God created the mind of man to think all the time. Amen. I know sometimes you're trying to rest in your thinking, so you need to ask the Lord to help you cut off those thoughts long enough for you to get to sleep. Amen. Yeah, we'll resume in the morning. Somebody say in the morning. Or when we, glory to God, awake, amen. So the mind is defined as the part of the human being that reasons, that thinks, that feels. Somebody say feels. You ever stop your toe? Where do you feel that pain? Somebody say in the mind. You ever been emotional? Where did you feel that emotion? Somebody say in the mind. You might not like the teaching, but pay attention, because God created the mind to feel emotion. Somebody say amen. So God created the mind to reason, to think, to feel, and also to will. Say to will. The mind is defined as a part of us that will. Somebody say will. You ever desire to do anything? You ever wanted to do anything? You wanted, desired from the mind. Somebody say from the mind. And the mind is also defined as the part of the human being that perceives. Somebody say perceive. Or to become aware of. Or to know. Amen. And lastly, the mind is defined as the part of the human being that judges. Amen. Somebody say judges. Not sit on the throne and cast judgment against somebody or condemn. Judge simply means to make decision. Amen. So again, the human mind is defined as the part of the human being that reason, thinks, feels, wills, perceive, and judges. Amen. Somebody say amen. Point number one, if you're taking notes, this is going to get good or get gooder. That's not a word. Or get better as we go along, amen. The first thing you need to understand about the mind is God. Somebody say God. Why are you referencing God? That's because God is the creator. I thought I would have got a better amen than that amen. God, number one, God created the human mind to, one, receive information, two, process information, three, interpret the information heard or received, and respond. Somebody talk to me. And respond to the information received or heard. Amen. So one, God created the mind to receive information, to process information, to interpret the information heard or received, and to respond to the information received or heard. Amen. Sometimes that's a quick process. Pow! I heard a gun. Somebody shoot. I'm running. Amen. Or sometimes that can be a slow process. I heard it. I got to go away and think about it and then draw a conclusion and respond to what I heard. Amen. Now, even though the Lord created the mind to work that way, this is how the mind works in a lot of us. Amen. The human mind receives information, processes information, interprets information, and responds to the interpretation opposed to what we actually receive. Amen. Did you get that? And a lot of us, the mind receives information, processes information, interprets information, and responds to the interpretation opposed to what we actually receive. Amen. Did you get that? And a lot of times, you need to understand this, we interpret information based upon our experiences. Does that make sense to you? I had a hard time. Everything I hear goes through my filter of hard times. I've been lied on, criticized, talked about. All of my information goes through that filter of being lied on, talked about, etc. Mistreated, that's right, etc. Somebody say amen. Amen. I've seen this very vividly in my beautiful, lovely wife. And I take responsibility for what I do. And I, whether I did it ignorantly or willfully, I take responsibility for what I do. And when I know it's done some harm to someone, I work at changing after I've asked for apology. Amen. I don't know what made me think this way. Maybe I learned it or saw it or was around it a lot or whatever. But I spend a big part of my marriage, I've been married 36 years, I spend the big part or a bigger part of my marriage criticizing my wife. Criticizing my wife. She couldn't do nothing right from my perspective. She heat my food is too hot. She heat my food is too cold. She run my bath water is too hot. Run my bath water is too cold. She hide my clothes, she can get all the wrinkles out. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I spent a big time criticizing my wife, amen. Or a bigger part of my marriage criticizing her, amen. So when I finally got to the point where I realized that criticism was building something up in her, she had already began to respond to me out of the experience. And I used to say things to her like this: you don't respond to everybody like you respond to me. And now I know because everybody didn't treat her like I treated her, amen. Some folks accept her the way that she was. Some folks accepted her for being the beautiful, brilliant young lady that she is, but I spend a lot of time criticizing her, amen. So when I ask something or when I say something, in a lot of instances, it goes through her filter of criticism. Does that make sense to you? And when it goes through her filter of criticizing or through the experience of criticism, guess how she responds to me? Defensively. Why? Because I spend a lot of time building up in her mind that all I want to do is criticize her. Does that make sense to you? So her filter as it relates to me is criticism, amen. I can say something good sometimes to her and I can see she's trying to process whether I'm being good or criticizing a man. Well, somebody just said, she's got to understand whether or not I'm being good or throwing a curveball, amen. All of that came out of her experience with me, amen. Somebody say amen. So oftentimes we hear information and we process or think through information and interpret it based upon our experience. You know us, you know, because we've had bad experiences with our counterparts, we think all of them are the same, amen. Somebody say amen. We don't judge a man according to his character, but we judge a man according to the group, if you will. Somebody say amen. We respond that way out of our experience. Our mind has been taught to respond to certain people certain ways. Amen. And if you want to change that, you have to first, hear something differently from the person. Amen. Somebody say amen. Or you have to work on the fact that you've been a culprit, if you will, amen, and change the way that you deal with people. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So again, God created the mind. Somebody say, create the mind. Is this in the body? Are you receiving this morning? I mean, if you understand how this mind operates, you can work on changing it. Somebody say amen. God, somebody say amen. God created the human mind to receive information. Somebody say information. Words or sounds. Words or sounds. Amen. What is this? What kind of sound is it? How do you know it's clapping? Because you process it and you understand. Somebody say amen. So God created the human mind to receive information, process information, interpret, understand the information heard, and respond to the information received or heard, amen. But oftentimes, because of what has happened in our lives, our experiences, we sometimes, instead of interpreting what's heard, interpret out of our experience. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Number two. God created the mind. Somebody say the mind. I told you what the mind was, didn't I? Amen. God created the mind to retain information. That is, to hold on to information received. Number two, God created the mind to retain information or to hold on to information that's been received. Somebody say amen. Now, that can be good or that can be bad. Somebody say amen. The reason why you can recall information that's been received is because God created you to retain information. Does that make sense to you? The reason why you can remember information that you've received is because God created the mind, glory to God, to remember. Somebody say remember. Now when you start getting up in age, sometimes you begin to forget, amen. God still created the mind to retain. Somebody say amen. So sometimes we have to give some supplements. Somebody say supplements. To help us to retain like God created us to retain. And the real deal is a lot of times we can't retain the way God desires us to retain. The reason is because of our diets. The way that we eat. The way that we eat has impacted the way that we what our mind or what the blood carries to the mind, if you will. In this case, the brain. Somebody say amen. So God retained. Somebody said God created. God created the mind to retain information. Say retain information. Now I told you that could be good or bad. And I told you to retain means to hold on. Can I help somebody today? Some of us can't forgive because we won't release knowledge that's been acquired. Somebody say amen. We can't let it go. We're holding on to it. I guess that's why forgive has to do with, as according to the scripture, forgive has to do with releasing. Somebody say releasing. You really don't really forgive until you can release the person from the trespass or the offense. Yeah, I'm talking better than you saying amen. You really can't thoroughly forgive until you release or pardon the individual that hurt you. Or individuals that did you harm. Well, Pastor, you don't know what they did. I don't. But I know you holding on to that information hinders you from releasing the person, thereby releasing you from the hurt that was done. Amen. A lot of us operate in places of hurt because we're holding on to information. God created us to retain, but sometimes the information that we retain does more harm to us than good. Amen. Can I dig a little deeper here? God created us initially to retain only that which was good. Somebody said that which was good. But because of Adam's disobedience, sin entered the world, the fall, if you will. And because of the fall, evil entered into the world. So evil became a part of the information system as well as good, amen. So oftentimes we retain evil, say retain evil, and it hinders us from releasing people from the things that they've done to us, amen. I think you better let it go. If you can ever grasp this intent or grasp this understanding, what you hold on to in a lot of cases as it relates to evil hurts you more than it hurts others, you'll let it go. I've taught you this down through the years. Sometimes the person who hurts you 2,000 miles down the road somewhere, and you still stuck. I say you still stuck because you're holding on to what they did to you. You know, you need to learn to pray this prayer. Lord, create within me a clean heart. Lord, clean my heart up of all this stuff that I've experienced from life. And renew within me a right spirit. I believe that the spirit is the life expression. Renew within me a right spirit or life expression. Somebody say amen. When your mind changes, your life expression changes. Well, the way that you express life, or the way that we do life, changes. Somebody say amen. I remember when I used to want to, my mindset was, and I haven't gotten the mindset yet, but my mindset was, spend all you got. Now my mindset has changed. Save a lot of what you get. Changes the way that I live, amen. Don't have to pull out the credit card that much anymore unless I want to. But then at the end of the month, I can pay it off. I'm talking better than you saying amen, amen. Because my mind has been changed as it relates to how I deal with money. Somebody say amen. And because my mind has been changed as it relates to how I deal with money, my life expression has changed. Is it making sense to you? So if my life expression is going to change, my mind got to change. Or the way that I express or do life. If it's going to change, my mind has to change. So number two, the mind was created by God to retain. Retain information for good. Retain information for doing good. Retain information for doing right. Retain information for doing righteousness. Retain information for the betterment of our lives. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody say amen. How much time I get? Number three. The mind was created by God to set up mindsets. The mind was created by God to set up mindsets. Amen. Oftentimes we hear mindsets from a negative perspective. That's why a lot of us have a lot of problems with the word mindset. Somebody say mindset. But God actually created the mind to set up, if you will, mindset. Somebody say amen. Okay, What is a mindset, Pastor? A mindset is a fixed attitude. It's a way of thinking that's set in place in your mind. Amen. A mindset is a fixed disposition. Say disposition. It's fixed. The way you inclined to do things, the way that you inclined to respond, the way that you inclined to operate, etc. Somebody say amen. A mindset is also, somebody say amen, a fixed mood, a fixed emotion. You know, you see a lot of folks that they just happy all the time. Happy. That's their mindset. They might be kissing hell. And I can say catching hell because I'm in the pulpit. Catching hell, A-C-W-L. They can be catching hell, but they're still happy. They can be going through the greatest change of their lives, and they're still displaying joy. You know why? Because their mindset is a mindset of joy, man. Or their mindset is a mindset of happiness, amen. I know a young lady in this church, I don't care what she go through, she said, I will bless the Lord at all times, amen. His praise will continually be in my mouth because she has a mindset of blessing the Lord no matter where she is, amen. I see some folks that give thanks to God, I don't care where they are, because they have a mindset of giving thanks to God because they understand that that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, amen. Nothing hardly ever gets them, the person who has that right mood, upset. So our mindset could be a mood. Or a emotional or an emotional response, if you will. Amen. So a mindset is a fixed way of thinking. A mind way is a fixed disposition or a fixed way of inclining or a fixed inclination or a fixed way of behaving. Amen. And thirdly, the mindset is a fixed mood. Somebody say fixed mood. Well, Pastor, how did I get these mindsets? Number one, y'all asking some good questions today. They could have been set up through repetitious hearing. Somebody say repetitious hearing. Good or bad? Good or bad? You heard. And so your mind set in place that hearing as a regular way of doing stuff or a fixed way of doing stuff or a fixed way of responding. Doesn't that make sense to you? Your mindset could have been placed in place in your mind by repetitious seeing. I see it all the time, So my mind has adopted the fact that that must be the regular way to do a thing. Somebody say amen. And thirdly, the mindset could have been set in place as a safety mechanism. Person been hurt a lot. The mindset is, I ain't gonna let nobody else hurt me, amen. And they respond out of that mindset, amen. But the real deal is, God set the mind up to establish mindsets. Fixed ways of thinking, fixed ways of inclining to do, fixed moves, if you will, amen. And if you ever looked at the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit is, and I didn't say fruits, because fruit is just a cluster. Say a cluster. One of the fruit is joy. Somebody say amen. So the Holy Spirit producing that fruit in you, sometimes it can become a mindset that you operate in all the time. Does that make sense to you? So number three, God created the mind. Somebody said the mind to set up mindsets. How do we change mindsets? By hearing new information. It's crazy for me to think my mindset is going to change if I keep hearing the same thing. Just crazy. If I'm still hanging out with the same folks, keep saying the same thing, and I'm still trying to change my mindset, give me a word, Holy Spirit. It's crazy to think your mindset is going to change, amen. You concreting the same mindset you've already had, amen. Or you solidifying the same mindset that you already had. You need to get you a new group, amen, if you want your mindset to change. If I'm tired of my mindset being a player hater, somebody say player hater, I need to hang around some folks who ain't player haters, amen, or who ain't haters at all, amen. And if I hear what they say long enough, it will impact that mindset, or it will destroy that stronghold that's in my mind. It caused me to think, or my mind to set in a different position, amen. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen, amen. You want the mindset to change. We have to hear new information pertinent to the mindset that we won't change. Somebody say amen. Amen. Did I tell y'all this story? What story, Pastor? Okay, I'm going to tell you, amen. Did I tell y'all the story that I can't think big enough? For some reason, my mind just won't carry me to big thinking. And God is a big God. So if I'm going to think like God, I got to think big. Somebody say big. And even in my biggest thinking, I hear you, Lord. In my biggest thinking, I don't think as big as God, amen. So what I did when I realized that I couldn't think big, it's probably based on my environment, based upon how I was raised, et cetera, et cetera. However it happened. When I began to realize I couldn't think big enough, I started listening to material that impacted my thinking in that area. I couldn't even see God as sovereign, amen, because I couldn't think big enough, amen. I had put God on my little level. Somebody say amen. So I started hearing things. Somebody say hearing things. That broadened my thinking or made my thoughts bigger, amen. And then I picked up me some literature and began to read. If you go into my office now, you might see some literature on my desk that has to do with thinking bigger. Somebody say amen. So I didn't wait around on God to expand my thinking, amen. But I started working on enlarging my own territory. Somebody say amen. Because I realized that I had a problem thinking big, amen. I was sitting my wife down in some areas because I couldn't think what she was, amen. She wanted to buy something and my little mind just couldn't get that. So I said, we can't do that right now. But the truth was, we could do it. I just couldn't think that far. Somebody say amen. So I had to work on my thinking, amen. My thinking was stinking. Somebody say amen. So I had to work on new information. Somebody said new information. I hope I never stop teaching about the mind. My first three books will be on the mind, amen, because God has given me an understanding of how this thing operates, amen, and how I can change it if I need it changed. Number four. Is that number four? If you want the mind, if you want your mindset to change, you have to hear new information pertinent to our mindset that we want to change, but we have to hear it repetitiously. Same way you built it, the same way you're going to destroy it. Same thing you did to keep your woman going. Same thing you did to get your woman going to take the same thing to keep her repetitiously. Somebody say amen. Same concept, but applied to the mind. Okay, number four. This will be the last one for today. Oh, I heard what you said, Lord. I'll skip that one. Can I get it next week? Okay. Listen to this one. The mind was created by God to dream. To dream. Somebody say dream. That is to create visions and dreams in the mind. Amen. I should never stop dreaming. I should never stop dreaming. If you stop dreaming, that means something has happened in your life to shut down your mind from dreaming, amen. You should always have some kind of vision, amen. You always should be thinking how or which way or which direction that you want your life to move in, amen. You should always get a mental picture of where you can see yourself years down the road. Amen. I see myself as a doctor. I start working towards that, and at some point in my life, if I really apply myself, I can reach or achieve or attain the vision that I have of me in the mind. Amen. I see myself as a trash collector, glory to God. If I keep the vision and focus, work towards the vision, at some point the vision ought to be obtained that actually started in my mind. I can see what I want to be in my mind because God created me to see it that way, amen. If you ain't having no dreams and visions, something has happened to shut it down, amen. Maybe it was some particular situation in your life, some particular experience, but you need to find out what it was, get rid of it so you can dream again, amen. I remember when I first came to this ministry, I dreamed mega. Somebody said mega. Somebody say mega. Mega ministry, mega church, mega people, mega change, mega experience. And I got around some folks that kicked me in my head, if you will, that stopped me from dreaming that way, amen. Now I want my dreams back, amen. I want them back. I'm going to give you back your message. I'm taking my dreams again, and I'm going to start working toward what I dream, amen. I want my vision back. Yeah. You vision robber! You dream still! I want my dreams back! And if you're living with somebody who don't know how to dream, help them dream. Help them! Help them dream! God created, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my flesh upon all men. Some come and have visions, I'm going to dream dreams. The spirit creates them. But it creates the mind to do the same thing. I want my dream back. Why you steal my dream? Here's a more important question. Why did I let you steal my dream? Maybe I wasn't comfortable in my dreams. Babe, I understand that you can't dream like me. But you ought not try to hinder me from dreaming. Y'all remember Old Testament Joseph? One of the sons of Israel? He was a dreamer. I'm going to help somebody right here. His dreaming didn't get him in trouble. But him telling his dreams prematurely got him in trouble with his own brothers. They tried to wipe him out. They tried to kill him, amen, because he spoke his dream too fast, amen. Can I help you? Sometimes you can tell your dream too quickly. And if you connect to a dream killer, guess what they'll do? They'll kill him. My wife, babe, I love you so much. My wife and I, COVID vacation was good. My wife, when I first met her, first started dating her, would write me poems. Could write them. I used to try to match wit with her and write something. Couldn't do it. Could write them. I believe she should have been a writer. Maybe she should have been one of those Hallmark card writers. Okay, let me teach this. She still can, amen. I believe she could have been one of those Hallmark greeters. No, Hallmark greeting card writer. But somewhere along the line, I shut it down. The first thing I did was tell her she had to go to work. And stayed on about it so much until she decided to go to work. And then all that focus went from the writing to the work. I sort of killed that dream. I apologize. And then when we were on vacation, every now and then I'll strike up. I like to talk. I like to hear people's viewpoints on things. So we were around the table, all of us passing the test to it, can attest to it. And I asked the question. If you can be what you dreamed of, what would you be? And we got to my wife, she said, was it a songwriter? A songwriter. And it blew me away. Because I never knew she wanted to be a songwriter. And it goes back to me shutting down that dream, amen. So I asked around the table, did anybody know she wanted to be a songwriter? Amazingly, a couple of folks did. But I've been married to her for 36 years. Me didn't even know that, amen. And I guess it's because I had set down her dream and began to focus on what I believe she should be doing, amen. And perhaps if she ever brought it up, I stopped listening. She needs her dream back. And if she decides to pursue her dream, look ahead at me, no now, to support the dream. Help make the dream come to pass. Yeah, yeah. Buy some computers. Buy some pencil and paper. Buy some places where she can be quiet. Bring her home from the job if she desires to pursue that and be all right with her being there pursuing it. Amen. Amen. If she write three words, baby, them the best three words I've heard. Best three words. Where you learn those words at? Amen. I'm supporting the dream. I hope this is helping somebody. Yeah. What y'all trying to do? Look at the camera. Yeah. Oh, we'll have a camera over here, a camera over there. Okay, all right. Okay. Y'all made me lose without y'all stole my thought, amen. What's that?
The best three words.
The best three words. She's receiving the information. The best three words I've ever heard. Because now I know. I'm supposed to build her, support her dream, because now I understand that God created her to dream, and she was only doing what God created her to do. I wonder how many of us have been dream killers. Wonder. Heard somebody say it's not too late. Fred, because you can't see it, don't mean Cassandra can't dream it.
Come on, sir.
Cassandra, because you can't see it, don't mean Fred can't dream it. His dreams are not your dreams. Your dreams are not his dreams. My dreams are mine. Your dreams are yours. And God created me to do this thing. I wonder what I would have been. Probably still a preacher. Because that's what God chose me to be. But I wonder what kind of preacher I would have been. If somebody had shut down my dreams. I know it's not. Amen. I've got a point in a few minutes. And I won't get to it today. As long as you're still living. Your mind is still at a place it can receive information or dream. You can, I don't like the term chase a dream. You can try to attain your dream. If you have a spouse that can't get with your dream, don't beat them up. The Bible said, write the vision. Oh, that's good. The Bible said, write the vision, make it plain, so he who see it or read it can run with the vision. Amen. So if your partner can't see the vision, guess what you need to do? Write it. And then if they have any questions after reading it, they can come to you and you can give them what? More clarity. I don't want to do like you did last week, so let me finish. Somebody say amen. He said I was going to get him. I'm not going to get him. He already knows what he did. Amen. Somebody say amen. So number one, God created the mind or the human mind to receive information, process information, interpret the information heard, and respond to the information received or heard. Amen. Number two, God created the mind to retain information, that is to hold on to information received. Somebody say amen. Number three, God created the mind, or the mind was created by God to set up mindsets. Somebody say mindsets. And number four, God created the mind to dream. Somebody say dream. Oh man, my time is up. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Let us pray. Lord, I've done some crazy things in my life. And I know that you forgive me. But help those who've been recipients of my crazy things to forgive me as well. Lord, I honor you for this liberating word that you shared with me. And I thank you that you've allowed me to share with the saved and the unsaved. Thank you that if we receive it and meditate on it, it will set us free in Jesus' name. I honor you for every breath. I thank you that we are not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. We honor you, we trust you, we thank you in Jesus' name. And all we do with that prayer said, amen, amen. Perhaps somebody is listening to us or watching us today that is not saved. If you want to receive salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ, all you have to do is simply invite him into your life. We share prayers, something like, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, be my Savior, be my Lord. And then we offer up thanksgiving for him coming in. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. And we believe by faith that you prayed the prayer. Salvation has taken hold of you in the name of Jesus. That's amen. Number two, if you are viewing or listening to this ministry today, we're not commanding or demanding. If you desire to sow seed in this ministry or give a gift to this ministry, we have several platforms that you can use in order to give. We have Givelify, Friendship CCM. We have Cash App, $ Friendship CCM. We have PayPal, Friendship Christian Church Ministries. That's on our website, glory to God. And then you can use the United States Postal Service, amen, and mail us a gift, amen. Those of you who are giving by way of social media, we pray this prayer. Lord, we thank you for the gift. We thank you that you return to them even 100-fold from the seed sown. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Also, the instructions should be in the, what's that section? Comment section of the own giving. You just follow those instructions if you desire to give. Lastly, our children's church ministry starts at 11:30 a.m. Amen. We're doing children's church ministry in the pandemic and perhaps even after by way of Zoom. Amen. If you desire to bring your children to the party, if you will. Amen. The meeting ID is 832. What's the rest of it? 3475-6582. Again, 832. 3475-6582, and the password is 680-632. That's 680-632. But that's all we got for today, amen. I hope that something has been said that will bless you for the rest of your life, amen. Until next week, have an awesome week. God bless you, keep you, make his face to shine upon you. He give you peace is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.